Queen City, pearl of the Ohio Valley, home to the world champion Cincinnati Reds. The odds were 50-1 against the Reds taking four in a row from the A's. I should have gotten some money down on that. But who knew? But I hadn't come to Cincinnati on this fine fall day to talk to Lou Piniella, or Eric Davis, or Marge Schott, or anybody else connected with the championship baseball team. I was here to talk radio. Radio is, after all, my beat. And this was a story I had to cover. The story of WKRP in Cincinnati. A legend in its own time. And for all the wrong reasons.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
The name's Rosser. Bernard Rosser. Senior reporter for radio and records. If it's not the Bible of the radio business, it's at least the prayer book. My editors wanted a no-holes-barred story about WKRP, one of the most stubborn radio operations in the Midwest. If it had been better managed, it probably would have gone out of business years ago.
Mr. Rosser?
Yes.
I'm Arthur Carlson, general manager. Why don't you step into my office and we'll talk.
Arthur Carlson is the son of the station's owner. That at least explains his continued presence here.
Would you have a seat right here? Well, Mr. Rosser, I understand that your newspaper would like to do a big feature article on our station.
Yes, kind of a retrospective, you might say. How you got where you are today.
Oh.
Of course, this isn't the first time I've written about you.
Have we met?
Well, only briefly. I was in town a few years ago to cover one of your Thanksgiving promotions.
Yeah, I remember.
WKRP bombs mall with live turkeys.
Well, I think that got more play than it actually deserved. One of my employees stated at the time, you know, a lot of turkeys don't make it through Thanksgiving.
You want to talk about it?
Not at this time, no.
Suit yourself. So, the station's coming up on a big anniversary, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. 50th anniversary, the big gold one. Very proud occasion.
Any special plans?
Oh, my wife and I may go over to Montgomery Inn for ribs.
No, I meant the station. You know, city recognition, a parade.
Oh, a parade. No, I don't think so. I don't think they'd let us do that.
So, in 1941, WKRP opens its doors for business.
Great day. Well, maybe not so great. It was a Sunday afternoon, as I remember.
WKRP, Cincinnati's newest radio station, went on the air Sunday, December 7th, with the startling announcement that the Japanese had attacked Pearl Bailey.
Well, yeah, that was just in the initial report. I mean, we got it right in the next newscast.
Now, don't you think that this report set some sort of precedent for this operation?
No. I mean, there was a war on. I don't think we've said anything bad about the Japanese since.
Senores, this is Mr. Carlson.
Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, it's our pleasure to welcome you to WKRP.
They don't speak English.
Hmm?
No English.
Oh. Maybe he could interpret.
Sure.
Senores, es un gran placer para el señor Carlson darle la bienvenida a esta humilde estación WKRP.
Is that Japanese?
Spanish.
Maybe you could fill me in.
There's been a mistake. Somewhere in Cincinnati, a bunch of chiropractors from Ecuador are being taken around by Akira Yamaguchi.
Perhaps we should postpone this for the time being. What do you say, huh?
Wait a minute. I learned a little Japanese when I was in the Marines. Let me think about this. The accent may be off, but... Teowage! Kasson!
That was the day the tornado hit the city, and we were all naturally a little confused. The
Japanese gentlemen seem to enjoy themselves. I got a nice card from one of them later. Picture of a sumo wrestler on it, as I recall.
Mr. Carlson, you have to admit that this station seems to be a lightning rod for a certain level of catastrophe.
Oh, I don't know.
WKRP transmitter bombed. Lone suspect held.
Fortunately, no one was injured.
Russian hog expert defects to WKRP.
That man was desperate. We helped him out. And I'd like to point out that he owns a barbecue place in Massillon now.
Seriously, Mr. Carlson, why do you think all these things just seem to happen to WKRP?
Personally, I blame it all on rock and roll.
It is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny. Dr. Johnny Fever and I are burning up in here. What? We are all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts. Because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it. I almost forgot, fellow babies. Booger!
Things just haven't been quite the same since.
How did your listeners take to the format change?
Well, at first there was some resistance.
We seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties here in the studio. Please stay tuned. We'll be back as soon as we get it fixed, okay?
All right, you two, up against the wall!
I don't know what you want here, but I think you should know that I've killed a lot of old people in my time. And I'm not above doing it again.
I've always tried to be sensitive to our audience, give them special programming designed to meet their needs.
Yes, I want to get to that in a moment.
You do. Religion, politics, public service. Over the years, I think WKRP has compiled an enviable record.
Enviable. Interesting choice of words. What about religion? I have some notes here somewhere about a preacher you had once. Little Ed Pembroke.
Oh, yes, Little Ed. They called him Little Ed because, of course, he wasn't. Man, he was big. He used to be a wrestler. Then he became a preacher.
Did he give you any trouble?
No. He was a man of the cloth. Well, maybe more like a man of mat.
Fellow strugglers, it has been a troubled week for little Ed. I was almost pinned to the mat of despair.
Despair? Oh, no.
But I rose to struggle against the very management of this station. And yes, they saw the wisdom of my ways. For though they play the heathen hateful noise known to us as the abomination of rock and roll, I will not speak out against them.
Praise him.
Though they threatened me and tried to cast me out, my lips are sealed.
Sealed!
Nor will I urge you to inundate this station with cards and letters condemning their actions. No, sir, that is not my way.
His way.
Amen.
For if you are good and true, you will write those letters without my asking. And when you do, you might inquire about our Dead Sea Scroll steak knife. Which are free when you make a love offering of $5 or more. And now, brothers and sisters, let me and you get the devil in a Bulgarian headlock and whip that sucker right through the great soda pop machine in the sky.
We've got
the devil.
Sing it.
Machine in the sky.
Oh.
We had a few words with little Ed and then shaped right up.
What were the words?
Internal Revenue Service.
Very impressive. Why don't you tell me about some of your specialty programming?
Well, we had a psychiatrist on the air once. Show was called Ask Arlene.
All right, Arlene, now, here are the phones. You remember the phones?
Of course I am.
Good. All right. Here we go.
Void where prohibited.
WKRP. Cincinnati.
And now, it's time for Ask Arlene, a bold new venture in Cincinnati radio listening where you, the listener, call in to Ask Arlene poignant personal questions and receive in return poignant personal expert advice from an expert. Expert, expert, expert. And now, here's Arlene.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arlene. Welcome to my show.
She turned out to be a fairly unbalanced person. Had to cancel her.
Any other personality shows?
Oh, yes. We had one of the most famous people in sports on the air. Sparky Anderson. Used to be manager of the Reds, you know.
Our first guest for tonight's show is Derek Dougal, captain of the Cincinnati Skids indoor soccer team. Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right. Okay, Derek, let's get over here to the phone.
All right.
Hi, you're in the bullpen.
Hello, Sparky.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Well, thanks a lot. Bye.
Well, that's number one, Derek. Let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're in the bullpen.
Oh, like, hi, man. I'm calling about the free tickets for the Gary Vale, Gary U.S. Bonds concert, man.
I think you got the wrong number.
Oh, like, is this WKRP?
Sure is.
Then I don't have the wrong number, pal.
Well, maybe I got the wrong number. I see here you're 28 years old.
Yes, I am. I'll be 29 next year.
Oh, we got another call.
Oh, beautiful.
Hello, police?
Never mind. Well, all the lines are open. If you got any calls or any questions, just rush them in right away. We've only got an hour and 45 minutes to go.
Nice man, Sparky Anderson. I understand he's in Detroit now. Although I don't think his show had anything to do with that.
Some coffee? Soda? Huh? Maybe we could just knock this sucker off and go out and get a real drink.
Have you ever done any remote broadcasts, concerts, promotions, that sort of thing?
Oh, let me see.
Del Murdoch's Radio and Sound.
You heard about that, huh?
Gunman hijacks WKRP remote.
All right, babies, this is Dr. Johnny Fever, and we're back on the air, coming at you live and jiving from Dell Stereo and Sound in downtown Cincinnati. And here's a real treat. I've got Del Murdoch with me in person. Take it away, Del.
Right, you are, Johnny. What a wonderful sale we've got going on down here. Unbelievable.
That's right, folks. It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, Johnny, because we're making deals down here that even the factory can't top. We're talking Burgett turntables. We're talking Bob's lamp amplifiers. We're talking Goring speakers. You name it, we're talking. We're talking Hornings, Barkers, Blitzers, and Marcucci's. We're talking top-of-the-line merchandise that you can't find anyplace else for these prices. And why? Because Dell beats all deals. And why? Because I mark up nothing. I know, Johnny, call me crazy.
You're crazy, Dell.
Okay, let's talk crazy. Let's come on down here and talk Nansui. Let's talk Vibratone. Let's talk Nietzsche sound. Let's talk the incredible Moosey-Eye Hockey. And that's only the beginning, Johnny.
Right you are, Dell. And right now...
And John.
Dell.
I can just hear those people out there asking themselves right now, where in the world can we find and locate these incredible bargains?
Where, Dell?
Well, right on down here at Dell Stereo and Sound, 24679 Pugner, just south of Strake and Grambling, one block south of the Wingy Minone Memorial Mall, across the street from where the Men Without Work hang out. So let's go, everybody. Come on down, walk, run, jump, limp, crawl. I don't care. Just get down here.
Yeah.
Dell's through, folks. But the doctor is just getting started.
Music, please.
Listen, Dell, I don't want to tell you how to run your business, but I think maybe you could talk a little faster.
What do you know? You and your broken-down station. Let's talk blown fuses. Let's talk broken merchandise. Let's talk no customers. This is ridiculous, do you hear me? Ridiculous!
Dell.
What?
Customer.
Welcome to the wonderful world of music and sound. Anything you need, you name it.
Do you have a bathroom?
Bathroom, bathroom. Boswell. Bathroom. Right back there.
Thank you.
What is this, a gas station? I'm going to tell you something. I want to see Tarlac. I want my money back. I mean it. You'll see.
It's 12:30 in Cincinnati. This is WKRP, and this is Dr. Johnny Fever making a house call down at Dell Stereo and Sound. And right now, I'd like to try to describe some of the incredible action that's happening down here. A man we believe might be a customer has just come back from freshening up, and it looks as though he's leaving. No, hold it. He's pausing there. Maybe he's going to chat with Del Murdoch, personable owner of Dell Stereo and Sound. Yes, he is. Maybe he's going to buy something here, and he's... No, he's pulled out a gun.
Policemen who might be listening, and apparently we're being held up down here at Dell Stereo and Sound. That's at 246759.
We did a big promotion at one of the local colleges. We sent our mascot down there. Herb Tarlac was general sales manager. He was in the suit.
Dime? Taken!
Sorry.
Left! Oh,
you're doing.
Sorry, I ran out of change. Hold that door, please. This is the men's room.
Well, I know that, but you wouldn't come back.
Bailey, girls aren't even supposed to know what these places look like.
No,
keep off of them.
We pride ourselves in being a full-service radio station. Anything for the community, anything for the client. Yes, sir, if a client can't afford to produce his own commercials, we have staff standing by.
Fairman Funerals, take two. Fairman Memorial Park offers you and your loved ones complete funeral services at a river.
Rug.
Yes?
I think loved ones needs more love.
Well, of course it does. Do it, guys. I mean, why don't I think of these things myself?
Right. More love, Johnny. Roll tape.
Tape's rolling.
Farriman Funerals, take three. Farriman Memorial Park offers you and your loved ones complete funeral services at a reasonable price. How's that?
Perfect. Tape's still rolling. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Locations plus group rates and free parking. It's all yours at Farriman Funeral.
You know, I hope this article isn't going to be one of those smear pieces that I see so much of these days.
What makes you think that?
Well, you only seem to be interested in things like protests, and men hijacking, remote broadcasts, and transmitters blowing up.
Well, all those things happened, didn't they?
Yeah. But I hate to read about them in the newspaper. Why don't we discuss some of the more public-spirited things that we've done, like our stand on local issues?
Fine. What have you done about local issues?
Well, I ran for public office once.
How did you do?
Look at this, sir. Big page two article on the debate. Gentlemen, it's finished. Shot kaput a dead man. This politics stuff is fun.
Look, Andrew, I want you to know that I had no intention of using that drinking issue on TV.
Mr. Carlson?
Yes, dear.
I have never been so angry before in my life. What I told you about Mr. Tillman was confidential. And you said you weren't going to use it. I think that was a cheap and demeaning thing to do. I am so ashamed of you.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'll calm her down.
Herb, Bailey's right. How'd I ever get myself in this mess? I just wanted to impress some people, I guess. Now I can't even get my name off the ballot.
Now wait. Now, don't quit now.
I don't want to win like this.
All right, then I'll help.
Thanks, Herb.
Surely.
Herb, would you do something for me?
You name it.
Herb, would you get down on your knees with me and pray for guidance? I think we all could use it.
Okay.
Thanks, Jennifer. Hello, this is Arthur Carlson, candidate for the city council. Who's this? Oh, Mrs. Claiborne? Well, Mrs. Claiborne, I just wanted you to know that it's my opinion that, most of the women in your organization are really overweight. I don't mean stocky. We're talking tubby, Mrs. Claiborne. No, that's all.
Here's the new poster, Mr. Carlson.
Well, let's see it. Oh, Can I have your attention, please? Attention, everybody. I'd like to make a little pep talk here. And I know that the pollsters have me way out in front right now, but I want you to completely ignore that, all right? I want you to keep pulling together and make every effort possible to put my candidacy right down the dumper, okay?
What about your staff? Pretty much the usual turnover?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, creative people pretty much come and go. Program directors, DJs. We're a middle-sized market, so when people come through here, they're either on their way up or their way down.
Tell me about this guy. WKRP News Director buzzes Cincinnati Memorial Day.
Ah, Les Nessman. He's been with me a long time.
Surface traffic is moderately congested, but with no major problems to report at this time. This is your pig's eye in the sky reporting. Cincinnati's only helicopter traffic report. Saying,
what the hell was that?
This is Les Nessman, WKRP's Fish Eye in the Sky, reporting the traffic is a snarled mess down there and that we're about to hit a bridge.
That was partially my fault. I've never been able to afford a helicopter for him.
The following bulletin has just been received on the WKRP teletype. Monster lizard ravages East Coast. Mayors in five New England cities have issued emergency requests for federal disaster relief as a result of the giant lizard that descended on the East Coast last night. Officials say this lizard, the worst since 78, has devastated transportation, disrupted communications, and left many hundreds homeless.
Monster lizard?
The wire service never lies.
Les, the B is out on the printer. It's Monster Blizzard.
Oh. Anybody can make a mistake. We always had a lot of trouble with that wire machine.
Has he ever gotten anything right?
Of course. Les Nessman has won the Buckeye News Hawk Award 8 times. Les is one of my keystones here, a man that I can rely on. Oh, and he's a sensitive guy, too.
Hi, Mr. Carlson.
Hi, Les. How's it going?
Hi, Andy.
Yeah, hi, how you doing, Les? Listen, come on in and let's talk, okay?
There's no point in talking, Andy.
Oh, of course there is.
I've always considered myself a fairly macho kind of guy. Now my reputation is ruined. And my reputation is all that I am.
Look, Les, we'll go down to the stadium. We'll talk with those guys.
Even if we did, there'd always be a black mark beside my name, which time cannot erase.
He's starting to get poetic. Is that a good sign?
I don't know. Listen, keep him talking. I'm going to call the police. What's all the excitement about?
Les is out on the ledge.
What? Listen, Herb, some jerk accused Les of being a homosexual.
A homosexual?
That's right. And, you know Les.
Apparently not.
I think it's the player at the stadium. It's the one who had you banned from the locker room. I think he wants to apologize.
Okay, Andy. Hello? Les Nessman speaking. Not much. Uh-huh. Yeah? Well, that's all right. Listen, we all make mistakes sometimes. I don't want you to worry about it anymore. It's all right. Yes, they do look like little ants.
I'm coming to get you, Les.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, give me room.
Give me room.
I know what to do. Hurry, Herb.
All right. What are you doing, Herb?
If you're gay, you're gay. It doesn't matter.
Hang on for peace.
But if you're not gay, then people shouldn't go around saying you are. So give me your hand.
Just reach right out,
Les,
and take that hand.
Come on, Les, on three.
Close your eyes.
One, two, three. Do it, Les. Step across.
We got him. We got him.
Got it, boy, Les.
Come on. Come on in here, Les, and show me what kind of man you really are.
Really?
Oh.
Lawyer.
That's a character trait that I really admire. I prize it above all others. You know, people stick by me, I will stick by them. Herb Tarlick, for example. I admit, you know, there have been times when my patience was sorely tested. Herb can do that to you, you know.
Well, Herb, what do you think? What we have here is a commercial for Soulside Shampoo. Shampoo that's exclusively marketed to the hip black customer. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Then why are we looking at a picture of this really idiotic-looking white man?
Mr. Carlson, this is a mistake.
Mistake? Well, Andy, it's a mistake. It's a $5,000 mistake.
What happened, Herb?
Well, it's supposed to be Venus.
Oh, we know that, but how did it happen? Come on, tell us before you die.
I'm not sure. Let's see.
Didn't you pay a professional photographer $150 to take Venus's picture?
Well, yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yes, I paid the photographer $150. No, he wasn't a professional.
Well, who wasn't?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
You? I take a pretty darn good picture.
Did you call this a darn good picture of Venus?
No, sir.
What happened here, Herb? Now, just really try and think, huh?
Well, this picture of me was on the same roll I took of Venus. I guess I told them to print the wrong number.
Well, certainly you proofed the photo. Certainly you stopped by the printer. Certainly you were on top of things. Certainly you were not barbecuing when all this went down.
Certainly you know that there's one of these in every supermarket in town, and we can't even tell how good the shampoo works on you, Herb, because you got a hat on.
Has this guy ever really sold anything?
Well, of course. How do you think we stay in business?
I was wondering about that.
I would trust Herb Tarlick with my life. I would.
Well, from what I've heard, you certainly can't trust him around women.
I can't believe you're really here.
Calm down, Herb, and try not to leer.
Oh, but this is wonderful.
Herb,
yeah.
Your tie is on the table.
Whoops.
Everybody has seen me eating with you.
I mean, I come here all the time. I know these people. I know these people.
Herb, just be careful.
I don't...
Oh!
It's all right. No problem. This is my best outfit, though.
It is?
Can I ask you something?
Okay.
I know this is going to sound kind of weird to you, but lately I've been thinking that, well, that people have been laughing at me.
Really?
I know it doesn't make a bit of sense, but somehow... I think they find my clothes a little funny.
Do you know what you need?
Sure I do, but you keep turning me down.
You need a new image. A whole new look. Not that you need a new look so much, but a change is always exciting, don't you think? And I think I am the person to give you a new image.
I've waited for this.
Talking about your wardrobe. Now, I know a wonderful tailor near here. I'm going to redo you just like I redid the lobby. You're going to look great. What do you say?
As long as I don't look like a room. All right. I want everybody to see me leaving with you. Walking out on my arm like this. This is my proudest moment.
Look here, Mr. Rosser. I've been patient with you, but it's become clear to me that this is not just a harmless feature story that you're working on.
I'm an investigative reporter. I simply report what I see.
Then see this. Les Nessman and Herb Tarlick are good and faithful employees. Oh, they're not perfect, but then who is? They come to work every day, and they do their best. I'd rather have those guys by my side than a whole army of men who've never made mistakes or have any regrets.
Has it occurred to you that WKRP needs only one news voice? I mean, you know, so that the listeners could better identify it.
Oh, sure, sure. You'd like that.
No, not me, Les. You.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been thinking about what I want to accomplish in this business, and I don't think news is where I want to be.
Bailey, are you sure you're not just doing this for me?
Nah.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay.
One other thing, Quarters.
Oh, come on, Les.
I want you here at 8:30 in the morning. You're going to continue to do two newscasts a day until I decide you can do more. You got that, Quarters?
I got that, Nessman.
Okay, then. Better hit the road then, kid. News people don't like sloppy emotional scenes.
And now, a surprise editorial by Herbert R. Tarlick, WKRP sales manager.
This is Herbert R. Tarlick.
I already said that.
A couple of days ago, I sold some commercials to Workman's Weight Loss Studio. They were advertising these energy capsules and that were supposed to be legal and harmless. Well, today, a 15-year-old kid keeled over in his gym class, and his coach found these pills in his locker. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I shouldn't have sold these spots to Mr. Wickerman, and I'm going to tear up his contract. I mean, he says he's going to sue us. I hope he doesn't. But I just wanted to say I'm sorry that we advertised this stuff, and, well, we're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I want it known that I still believe in the free enterprise system. And I believe in the right of anybody to advertise their product so long as it doesn't make kids faint. So, well, if you have a product that you'd like to advertise, just give me a call. My name is Herb Tarlick, and the phone number is 55.
Thank you, Herbert. Now we continue with our regular program.
Yep. You've done good, Herb.
But I wasn't through yet.
Oh, sure you were. Sure. You did the right thing, Herb.
I guess I did, didn't I?
Yeah, even if you picked my show to do it in.
Sorry about that. Just,
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Herb. Herb, come here.
Thanks.
Print whatever you like, but you gotta know about the good stuff, too.
Well, would you say that the Thanksgiving promotion falls in the good category?
Yes, I would. I still think it was a good idea. It was an effort to do right by a holiday. It went wrong, but not because I wanted it to go wrong.
So,
Are you finally ready to talk turkey?
You bet.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
Now, the crowd is... The crowd is, curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W... Ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible!
Are they running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about! The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement!
Are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. You just tuned in. The Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Andy, why did you let Mr. Carlson do this?
Because it's Mr. Carlson's station.
This man must be stopped before he promotes again.
Now listen, Mr. Carlson was here at WKRP when we were just kids. And I bet you he's going to be here long after we're all moved on.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Amazing, that's just amazing.
I've never heard anything to top that.
Yeah? Well, we do a lot of amazing things around here that never get reported.
So, what are the plans? What does the future hold for WKRP?
Well, we have a new staff. Some excellent air personalities. Oh, they have their little eccentricities, but all together, they're a pretty good group. We have high hopes, big plans, great expectations.
Which means we can expect...
Probably more of the same.
Thanks for your time.